It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Raul Labrèche is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. As accurate as radar are the facts of my guest, Homar, at McFarland's. You know, Tim Homar is here sitting across the table from me, and I was thinking, sonar, radar. You know, sonar's got more water. It's got to work. I don't think it's quite as accurate as radar is going through. So, Tim, I gave you that benefit. Sonar and radar both rhymed, but I gave you radar, okay?
No, that was very good, and I'm just glad you didn't pronounce it Homer. So many people do that. So
Homer Simpson? They got that thing called radar now. So, yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, thanks for joining me today, Tim. It's just always a great thing getting caught up with you.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. And, Tim, if you don't know Mr. Homar, you are currently our president of the Sauk Prairie Chamber of Commerce.
That's right.
But you're also a lawyer in town.
I am. We have a practice in town, Geyer, Homar, and Roy. I'm one of the partners. And we have offices in Sauk City, Madison, and Wanewak, as well as Cross Plains.
And so, Wanewak, too. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, interesting. And because you're a lawyer, I'm going to make a promise right now that before the end of today's show, we will have at least one lawyer joke.
I would expect that.
Well, yeah. You know, and I have a brother-in-law that's a lawyer. He has a JD degree, and we have a person on staff here who's a lawyer. So, I have a civic responsibility.
It comes with the territory.
It does. It certainly does. And, I think I give lawyers a lot of credit. They take a lot of abuse, just like blondes do, though. You know, think of the number of blonde jokes that there are out there. So, Tim, tell me more. You know, you and I have talked over time. I mean, we served on the chamber board for, 4 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not from the area originally?
Correct. Okay. I'm originally from Wauwatosa, okay. Or as Bob Dylan called it, Wow Wow Toaster in his newly found lyrics.
Wow Wow Toaster.
Wow Wow Toaster. That was in the State Journal article that I was told about.
Okay.
So just outside of Milwaukee, and really had a great, great childhood there. Loved the city of Milwaukee.
So that's west side of Milwaukee, right?
Just west side. And I tell people it was 62nd and North, so I had a paper out right on the blocks where I lived. Part of it was in Wauwatosa, part of it was in Milwaukee, okay. So...
I was thinking that as kind of being close, but it's not really. I think of it being close to State Fair Park, but it's really not. It's north of.
It's north of that. It's, that's in West Dallas, but okay. But there's parts of Wauwatosa that have kind of crept down over time. But okay. It was. But it's not. It's not your. Your Brookfield or your Cedarburg. Right. When I say I'm from Milwaukee, I feel like I've got somewhat of a credibility to be able to say that.
Hey, man, I'm South Side Milwaukee. You don't get no more Milwaukee closer than South Side there, once he.
Yeah.
So.
And so I went to Madison for my undergraduate degree in 95 and spent 4 years, four and a half, there at the UW.
At least you weren't on the six-year plan.
No, I was not on the six-year plan. And then I spent a little bit of time in between my undergrad and then going to law school.
Did you do law school at Madison too then?
Went to law school at Madison, UW-Madison as well. And then it was about 2005 that my current partner, Dave Geyer, who worked in Madison and actually was a family friend, we played basketball at the gym together.
Okay.
And he said, you got any plans lined up yet after law school? And sheepishly, I was like, no, not yet.
And I just figured your job would find me.
Don't really know what.
Way to go, Homer. Way to go, Homer.
So he said, with the Highway 12 expansion, we're looking for an attorney out in Sauk City. And so I came out here, called up to Steve Roy's office and talked to his assistant, and we set up an interview. And she even told me on the way up, she said, now normally I know for interviews, especially at a law firm, you're probably thinking suit and tie.
Sure.
She was like, I just might leave the suit jacket in the car. So I'm like, oh, okay, thanks for the tip. So I get there and I don't think I left it in the car. I brought it in, but I think I took it off right away. But, here I am in my suit and tie and my, the newly bought shoes. And,
sure.
And I'm sitting there at the conference table. Steve Roy waltzes in a little bit late. He's in shorts, a Rose Bowl t-shirt, and sandals. It was August, so that was appropriate. And for his first words to me were, oh, my gosh, you're way overdressed. And I knew him kind of right then. I was like, oh, this is a horse that I want to hitch my wagon to. So that started a good mentorship with him, and kind of taught me all about the ins and outs, not only of the legal side of things, but the practical side of things, which is what the UW law school stresses a lot. It's law in action. It's not just what's in the books, but what actually happens.
Sure. The precedents and the things.
Well,
what
do people actually do? And I found that that's been really helpful in my practice to relate, not just what's in the book or what's in the statute, but actually, what are people, what do they do?
How do I make
my solutions so that they match what is kind of practical?
Sure.
And so that's...
Yeah, we don't think about that. Having a brother-in-law that's a lawyer, I guess I've had more exposure to it than perhaps a lot of people do, but you don't think of the ways in which the laws govern all aspects of our life, and it's one of those things where would you know something was wrong if there wasn't a law for it, and that conduct of, the reason we have laws against murder is because murder is bad, then that gets, good and pushed into all kinds of things. Well, sometimes it's bad and sometimes it's okay. And sometimes, there are reasons for it that make it not as bad a kind of murder, and it's maybe easier to think about it with a crime like that, but there are other crimes where it's a lot more, you got this loophole and that loophole and, what were your intentions? And that's gotta be kind of mind numbing sometimes.
It is, but it's also very, and you bring up murder, but I'm thinking more of the, I'm as a village attorney for Sauk City and other municipalities, we're writing, ordinances about recycling or, things, park regulations and
sure.
and other things that are more, day to day. And I always try to bring an approach to kind of think, okay, well, is it practical? Am I writing it in a way that somebody's going to understand it?
Right. Well, who's going to enforce it? How are they going to enforce it? Are people going to respect
exactly,
that there's a reason
exactly.
for it?
Can we write a law against that? Well, you can, but how are you going to enforce it?
Right.
That's always my question.
Right.
How are you going to enforce it? And they're like, well, because if you're not, if there's no point putting a law in the books if it's not going to be important enough to enforce.
Well, even recycling is one of those things where,
exactly.
25, 30 years ago or whatnot, recycling wasn't a part of anyone's picture.
Exactly.
Millie Zanto and Elise Moser, who wrote the book on Millie, that one of the first things she ran into was county executives saying, there's no way. There's just no way this is ever going to happen. You're doing crack, lady. But here we are,
Here we
25
are,
years later, and there really is a symbol on the bottom of plastic that works, and I'm glad you say that practicality issue.
Yeah, the practicality and just taking that approach, and so that's we kind of have a general practice firm. The only thing I don't do, we don't have anybody that does family law. We've kind of that's a whole kind of another
so that
world in and of itself.
Merit, but divorces and prenups
correct,
and that kind of thing.
Okay. But we handle real estate transactions, municipal law, litigation.
You have a family in town here, right? So wife and some kids.
Met my wife freshman year at the UW-Madison.
And she stayed with you.
And she stayed with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she must have seen you as kind of a diamond in the rough, and she thought...
You'll have to ask her that question.
Katie, what did you see?
We got married, I think, when I was in law school.
Okay.
Early
2000?
No, I'm sorry. When I was a teacher.
Okay.
Forgive me, honey. I'm got my
what's
years
the day,
mixed
Tim?
Up here.
What's the date, Tim? What day were you married?
August 3rd, 2002.
Okay.
Dodge. Yeah, it was when I was a preschool teacher.
Okay.
I taught at a Montessori school.
Really?
Between my undergrad and law school.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I graduated with degrees in philosophy, history, and African languages and literature. So
wait a minute here. Philosophy, African
languages and literature,
and what was it?
And history. I wanted to add anthropology, but my parents were just like, you've got three degrees, just get out the door.
So you had a bachelor's degree or a major in each of those three things.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any fun?
Because really how that came about is, you know, I was looking through the course book and I was like, oh, well, I want to take this and I want to take that. And then I was looking at the, you know, the degree requirements and I was like, oh, well, if I just add this course, I'd have the major in it. So I might as well do that. You know,
so and you're probably meeting some of your breath requirements there too by having such varied.
It was it was and philosophy is only 27 credit. I mean, it's kind of designed to be a second major. But my point is going to those kind of programs, I kind of knew that I wasn't going to be able to kind of get a job. Getting a job wasn't my the point of my undergraduate career.
I had a theater degree.
It was the whole it was the whole search for knowledge. You know, the the trying to figure out the meaning of life and all the answers.
All the things there are to know.
And so that was kind of the search there. And so I knew I'd have some further schooling after graduation. But I didn't really quite know what I wanted to do. I kicked around, you know, going to seminary and other undergraduate programs. And my wife had the greatest advice of all. She said, well, you know, you're going to be a dad at some point. Why don't you get some, you know,
experience with kids,
experience with kids.
So
I saw an ad in the paper for the Woodland Montessori School in Madison. There's my shout out to you guys. and it really, I mean, I would say if anybody's got any doubts of what they're going to do and they know they want to be a parent, boy, do that, because you learn so much there about just childhood development, and I really put a lot of that
in human beings, my own kids. In general. You know, I mean, you see the world through a child's eyes, and it's just a I don't know. I always think of that as being one of the most fascinating things you can do, because it's so easy to get old and cynical and that'll never work. And, you know, to kids that age, life's an oyster. You know? And my daughter's studying human development, so she has that same
And interestingly enough, it dovetailed really well with a lot of the things I was reading about in philosophy and things like that, of how your cognitive development kind of really changes how you view the world. And how that's a development in itself. You know, a three-year-old is going to view the world differently than a 12-year-old is. And being able to recognize that and being able to relate certainly helps when you're raising your own kids.
My daughter was telling me about how even the male brain develops more slowly than the female brain does. So men tend to be, you know, 22, 23 before their brains are fully developed. And, you know, women are more like 17, 18-ish. So I keep saying, so I'm stuck at like 20, I think. What's happened to me? So is there like any medical precedent?
You only had that excuse up till about 24, 25, Raul, and then you know,
something happened, man.
That excuse is gone. You should be fully developed by now.
Bad water in Milwaukee or something. There's cryptosporidium got me. I don't know what it is. So, well, hey, let's take a quick break and we'll come back. Let's talk more about your president duties now as the new president, because you've been a member of the board for a while now. And don't go anywhere, folks. Tim Homar, one of our area residents, a lawyer, president into the Chamber of Commerce. My goodness gracious, it doesn't get any more important than this show today, folks. So don't go anywhere here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM Baraboo.
Minor illnesses for ages 12 months and up are easily taken care of at the Prairie Express Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. This walk-in clinic is devoted to the care of common health issues. Express Clinic hours are Mondays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 7, and Fridays 9 to 4. The goal of Prairie Express Clinic is to provide the best possible care for patients. Prairie Express Clinic, the convenient walk-in clinic at 112 Helen Street, Sauk City. Prairie Clinics, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
Aquamarine is the birthstone for the month of March. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall carries a variety of beautiful aquamarine pieces. This popular precious gemstone is available in earrings, pendants, rings, and bracelets in settings of white gold, yellow gold, or sterling silver. Celebrate March with a beautiful aquamarine piece from Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts on Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, where good things do come in small packages.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
And we're back. Yes, I know you were anxiously listening to all those radio sponsors, which, you know, I'm so thankful for all our sponsors that we have out there. And just thinking, okay, when is Tim Homar going to be back on the air? So I hope your law office is listening at least. You normally have your staff meeting this morning, don't you?
We do. It would have been on the attorney's meeting this morning. Okay. So I'm sure they're all
You told them.
Tuned in.
I will be doing a test to see if you all were listening or not. So on there, hopefully they're all sitting in the office going, oh my gosh, you sound so much better on the radio. So I don't know. My wife always says, what were you thinking when you ask that question? I'm like, I don't know. I just was going with it. So,
well, it's easy to judge from there, you know, right, when you're not here, you know, in right front of a live mic.
Right, right. You know, your microphone is looking at you saying, what are you saying, you imbecile? Yeah, I know. People don't realize how angry these microphones look, and especially those little faces I drew on the microphone shields. So anyways, so Tim, you've been now in the community for how many years?
It'll be 11. Okay. It would have been 11 years ago this upcoming, I think it was April 1st or March 31st, we closed on our first house. So
okay.
Yeah,
okay. And now you've just moved into a new house, so
we just moved down the street.
Yeah,
we love the neighborhood so much we really didn't want to move.
Well, 4th Street in Bredesack is the happening
is
place
where it's at.
You know, I live just off Broadway on 4th Street, so I've really got the creme de la creme of Bredesack living situation. But so you obviously pretty invested in the community now, which it doesn't sound like you're going anywhere soon.
No,
so
this is home for me now.
I feel the same way. It's really, I don't know if your family was this way. My family, all the kids that grew up in small towns ended up living the majority of their life in big towns and staying there. Like brother that grew up in Marinette and De Pere, he lives in New York City. You know, I mean, had another brother grew up kind of the same cities and was in LA. I grew up in Milwaukee and I'm in Sauk Prairie, you know, it's like, yeah. What is that? So, and you too, you know, grew up in the big city and now you live in the small town.
Yeah. Grew up in the big city and just kept moving west. And
well, and it's so neat to see too that, I mean, not only as a lawyer invested in the community, but being on the chamber board, and you and I met 4 years ago, I think really got to know each other through that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
what drew you to be a member of the chamber. Was that,
Well, interestingly enough, and I joke with Tawana about this sometimes, that I think I was asked to be on the board just because I was a lawyer, and they had one rolling off, and they just wanted the free legal advice.
Who are going to fill that position? It's like, I need a right fielder.
Kind of. But I have to say that, you know, serving on the board has just been a... And I'll use the word tremendous.
Tremendous.
And
call out to Cliff Thompson there. Tremendous.
A tremendous opportunity to meet a wide variety of people from different backgrounds and industries, and to really get, you know, a sense of those people who, you know, many of which have been here their entire lives and have such a passion for the community that it really kind of is infectious. And you hear about the things that they've done and the volunteer hours that they put in and the things that are important to them, and I touched on this a little bit in my chamber article in February and also in my at the annual dinner about just, you know, the level of passion that people have and all of the various ways that passion does translate to somebody, you know, like me, who's coming to the community. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any friends here. We didn't have any family here. It was literally just like I said, you know, my partner saying, hey, you know, we're looking for a learn on that.
Yeah.
And,
oh, by the way, we're flip-flops. Okay.
So, you know, it's, you know, and for somebody who, I made the, you know, transition to Madison, you know, in college, but that's a little bit different, but, you know, moving to a new community, you know, is difficult, but moving to this community, you know, was a lot less difficult, you know, once you is you get to know people.
Sure.
And you kind of start to fall in love with it, too.
When you get involved in the school system and your kids are going through the grades.
You know, I got involved with the church. And then once that, you know, you get to know some people through that. And then, you know, serving on the chamber. And then, you know, just makes it easier. You know, as the more events you go to, you recognize more faces.
Sure.
It's just been really a delightful transition. We couldn't be happier. A great place to raise a family. And three kids now from 3 to 13. And
why?
You know, it's why? Time
Those
flies.
Are tough years, man.
So, I forget. Do you, girls, boys? Are they?
Isaac's 13. He's in seventh grade. Elena's in fifth grade.
Okay.
And
well, at least your boy is first going through the teens. That's I got to believe that'll be a blessing. But
yeah, knock on wood. Everything
we'll
goes
see.
Well.
So it's just such a tumultuous.
Yeah,
time
and then for... and then there's Henry, and he's three.
Okay.
So he's
Henry.
He's kind of the lucky one because he, you know, the trails will all be blazed for him. Yeah, you know, as far as. All of that, so
yeah, you'll get Isaac's hand-me-downs, so in more ways than one. So as president, you mentioned the article. I know there were some things kind of laid out there that you're hoping the year will help you accomplish. Or
yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of projects here that the ball's been passed to me. You know, we've got the endowment project. It's an endowment fund that we've set up, and so we'll kind of be putting the finalizing touches on that as far as, you know, picking someone to run that endowment. And,
sure.
And that's kind of our long-term, you know, pot of money to make sure that we can continue the level of programming that we have.
Sure.
And even, you know, hopefully maybe in the future doing some economic development grants, you know.
Sure.
You know, down the road, you know, as that grows. And just kind of being responsible stewards of our finances,
right.
And making sure that, you know, again, all the passion and energy that people are putting in, as well as their financial resources, mm-hmm. That we're not just thinking about today, we're right. thinking about the future as well.
Right.
And you know, that's a tradition that I've noticed from the Sauk Prairie area, you know, from the get-go, is that there's a level of pragmatism here, mm-hmm. as far as, you know, planning ahead and looking to the future, not just settling for what's here today, but saying how can, you know, what can we do better? And I think that's the mark of any successful person or community is, you know, how do I leave something better than when I found it?
Yeah, that and, healthiness that says it's not just about me, it's about the legacy after me. So
correct.
I think there's a proverb that says the people perish for lack of vision, you know, and that attitude of I think it's destructive to our soul. I mean, to our very being, to not have that sense of where you're going to and what you're hopefully going to be reaching. Where, you know, what Sue Holloway used to say, you know, it's not the destination, it's the journey. You know? But you do kind of have to have that destination in mind so that your journey will take you there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's cool. I'm glad that's a focus.
In addition to some of the other, you know, we've got the Young Connections group.
Okay.
And so that's, again, trying to get, you know, our next generation of millennials.
So that's Zach Dahl.
Zach Dahl, kind of leads that group. And we're trying to tap in to that younger generation.
Sure.
And try to kind of pass the torch, so to speak.
You're still a part of that younger generation.
I turned 40 just last month.
So you're kind of on the cusp.
Technically, you know, they say under 40 and young at heart. You know, I might fit the young at heart part, but I don't fit the young under 40 part anymore.
I'm Peter Pan. I'll never grow up, and I'm still 56 at the end of the day. You know, it's just, what are you going to do?
But that group, I think, is important for the sense of, like I talked about, the instilling, you know, the values that our community holds to that next generation. And it's been fun for me, you know, both, you know, as a chamber, but also professionally, our Sauk Business Center that we have our law office at, you know, I've got two tenants who are that kind of fit more of that demographic of being, you know, the younger generation.
Sure.
And it's nice to kind of have, it's almost like an incubator space to kind of help that younger business grow So,
boy, we're, you know, I'm just looking at the clock to make sure I don't get in trouble with the guys up in Baraboo, because Lord knows I have a tendency to talk. But, you know, we should touch on that for a second. You know, as a lawyer, you know, I would think you're constantly seeing changes, not only in the kinds of things that people need to think about, the protection people need to think about. I mean, I just took a Red Cross first aid and CPR course yesterday, and I realized, you know, we're talking about AEDs and the importance of having an AED in a premises such as this, you know.
Yeah.
And those are things, you know, 10 years ago, no one thought about that kind of stuff. So, but that's changed. You know, they're almost the expectation now that, you know, people come in and go, where's your AED? You know, I mean, it's a big place. What if I have a heart attack, you know, because the number of people that survive, you know. So you must see the same sort of thing in a legal standpoint of the things that people maybe need to think about that you didn't think about before.
Yeah, and I would definitely say it kind of, there's different phases as you go through life, you know, changes that are on the horizon or just things that you're worried about, you know, certainly, you know, I see the couple that might have just, you know, had their first baby, and now they're finally thinking about, or no, I shouldn't say finally, but, you know, it's appropriate to start thinking about, okay, well, wait, you know, what if something happens to me?
Right.
Who's going to take care of my child? And,
right.
And that becomes a big issue. And then you've got kind of the next generation when the kids have moved on, you know, they moved on to that phase of, you know, their kids are gone, and now they're saying, well, yeah, it's been since our kids were born that we did our will and our estate plan. And so they kind of come in again. And I like to think that, you know, my approach to law is always trying to see what kind of transitions my clients are going through or might be going through, and to plan for those so that they're not as disruptive as they might be without the planning.
Sure.
And, you know, and that goes for estate planning. That also goes for, you know, business transactions, real estate transactions.
Sure.
You know, my goal is to use my knowledge and what I can at our disposal to make sure that those transitions happen as smooth as possible.
So what would happen to someone if they didn't have a will and they passed away? What are the risks you're taking if you're not thinking about these things?
Well, it's not so much, you know, if you were to die without a will, you know, there are state statutes that say where your property goes.
Okay.
But, you know, there is things of going through probate and, you know, other things. And it all, you know, what I tell clients all the time, there's no one size fits all.
Yeah.
There's no, I mean, each individual is different. Each individual has their own concerns, their own family circumstances. And what I do is try to figure out, and sometimes it's not easy because, you know, for a lot of people, they don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
And so that first conference is usually trying to get them to tell me, you know, what is it that's really on your mind?
Right.
You know, what are you really worried about? What are you concerned about?
Sure.
What
are the things you want to make sure are taken care of?
Yeah. You know, and, you know, whether it's the farmer that has, you know, 80 acres and is wondering, you know, who's going to take over the farm, or maybe there's one child that's on the farm, but then there's three children that are off the farm.
Right.
Well, you know, obviously I want the land to go to my working kids, but I want to treat my other kids equal.
Right.
And how do I do that? And so, you know, those are kind of very, you know, common questions that we deal with. You know, there's ways to do it. It's just, you know, takes some planning. So.
Boy, well, so much more to talk about and so little time to do it. We got to take another quick break for a word from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere, folks. We do have some Sauk Prairie community announcements. And I think I got a lawyer joke that's brewing that I might be able to wrap up. And we'll get some last comments. Our guest today is Tim Homar, who's our president of our local Chamber of Commerce here in Sauk Prairie, and also a successful attorney. I will call you that, a successful attorney.
We'll wait on that.
Yeah, well, you know, the jury's out.
Career's not over yet.
The jury is still out, yes, indeed. So don't go anywhere, folks, here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Minor illnesses for ages 12 months and up are easily taken care of at the Prairie Express Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. This walk-in clinic is devoted to the care of common health issues. Express Clinic hours are Mondays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 7, and Fridays 9 to 4. The goal of Prairie Express Clinic is to provide the best possible care for patients. Prairie Express Clinic, the convenient walk-in clinic at 112 Helen Street, Sauk City. Prairie Clinics, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
Diamonds. Just the word makes a person's eyes sparkle. When it's time to give your special someone a diamond, make sure you know the jeweler you're dealing with. Trust Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall. They offer a gorgeous selection of diamond engagement rings in their diamond center. Sophie's also offers diamond earrings, pendants, and bracelets too. Ideal gifts anytime. In-store financing to qualified credit with up to 1 year interest-free terms. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall. Highway 12, Baraboo.